Humane Society to find out more.
And scan.
Put it on the dog's neck. And at night, it's just
9823. Mm-hmm. Yep, that's Sushi.
Sushi is a super cute black and white kitten that Rachel Trapp is holding in one hand. 9823 are the last four digits of a long identification number that shows up on the microchip scanner Trapp's holding in her other hand. The number comes from a rice grain-sized microchip under Sushi's skin. The chips aren't tracking devices, but when scanned, they positively identify a specific animal, which is helpful when lost pets are found, or when problematic ones are wrangled. Sushi probably doesn't fit the legal definition of a dangerous animal, for which chips would be required under a proposed Juneau ordinance, but the Humane Society chips animals in its care as a matter of course and encourages pet owners to do it voluntarily. At Gastineau Humane Society, it costs $40. Veterinarians also offer microchipping service. Gastineau Humane Society handles the city's animal control services under contract. In a memo to assembly members, Executive Director Matt Musselwhite says the microchipping requirement and other proposed changes to pet codes are in response to, quote, an incident involving a dangerous dog or compliance issues with the animal's owner, end quote. Violators would be subject to fines and citations issued by animal control officers. According to Musselwhite, many other states have similar microchipping requirements for dangerous dogs. In California, New York, and several Western European countries, microchips are required for all dogs. In Juneau, I'm Jeremy Shea.